to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, July 11th, 2011. The Israeli Knesset is Monday set to vote on a bill that will make illegal the boycott of Israeli goods, including Israeli settlement goods, in the State of Israel. The boycott bill is due to undergo a second and third vote Monday, which would see it passed into law. The bill has been subject to huge opposition both within Israeli and Palestinian society as undermining free speech, giving immunity to Israeli settlements and leading Israel further down the road of apartheid. The PLO Secretary General Yasser Abid Ramu has stated that the bill makes Israeli settlements in the West Bank, which Palestinians demand an end to as part of peace talks, as sacred cows. Israeli troops invaded on Sunday evening the Al-Asawaya town in occupied East Jerusalem and clashed with local youths who hurled stones and empty bottles at them. The army also used its undercover forces in attacking the residents and controlling the town. Soldiers fired gas bombs and rubber-coated metal bullets, leading to several injuries, medical sources in Jerusalem reported. Military correspondents of Israel's TV channel 2, Roni Daniel, reported Sunday that Libyan envoys representing President Muammar Gaddafi arrived in Israel several days ago in order to hold a meeting with Kadima opposition party head Tisbi Livni. The envoys were officially invited by Livni and got their visas from the Israeli embassy in Paris, the Arabs 48 news website reported. Other media have reported that the Libyan representatives held discussions on opening a Libyan embassy in Tel Aviv and met Jewish Libyans in Jerusalem. The Canadian Freedom Flotilla 2 ship, the Tahrir, has withdrawn from the flotilla, leaving only two remaining ships in the convoy, hoping to break the Israeli siege on Gaza. The ship withdrew on Monday after it was asked to present further documentation not previously requested by the Greek authorities. Activists have been forced to return to families and jobs in recent days as the financial drain due to the delay set in. The two remaining ships, the Greek-Norwegian-Swedish Giuliano and the French Dignity, still hope to sail to Gaza. A row over maritime borders has erupted between Lebanon and Israel following a naval exploration by Israeli forces looking to exploit natural gas resources in the eastern Mediterranean. Lebanon claims the maritime borders set by Israel to be submitted to the UN impinge on its territorial boundaries. Israel and Lebanon remain technically in war and have no agreed upon boundaries. That rounds up the main news for today. Please join us again tomorrow for a summary of important events in the Palestinian territories. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imcm.org. This report was brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Kevin Murphy.